This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free and bring up, well, whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And again, literally anything goes. It is the Friday edition of the show. We're inside hour number one of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On the way tonight, story out of New Orleans. Things have been sort of quiet from New Orleans, and we've been sort of just idly wondering what's going on down there. The last time we heard something, it was about the FEMA trailers. Well, now we've got an update about the 50,000 abandoned vehicles that are ruined and sitting in the streets of New Orleans.
Holy Nola!
Yeah, we'll find out what is going to happen to those vehicles. Also on the way, we might get you some corrupt cop stories. Plus, an update on the Texas situation. We talked about this earlier this week. We reported a story where 30 people were arrested while they were drinking in bars. Well, now we've got the grand total of how many people have been arrested in this new sting operation that they've been conducting for the last 6 months. We'll give you those details on the way. And, Johnson, you've got something about scientists teaming up with Christians. We'll find out what that's all about. And more. Your calls, 800-259-9231. But I want to start tonight in Atlanta. And, we've talked before about how government regulations, government licensing cuts people who are on the low end of the totem pole, people who are underprivileged, people who are poor. It makes it more difficult for them to start their own businesses. It makes it more, they put a bunch of hurdles in front of them. They make it sometimes very difficult for them to get into whatever industry or business interests them. We pointed out before in the past a story of a young 15-year-old girl who was braiding hair. She was doing African hair braiding.
Mm-hmm.
The word got out about her. The newspaper in her town ran a human interest story about how cute it is that this young lady was doing African hair braiding, and then the government came in and demanded that she stop because she wasn't licensed and she could hurt someone or whatever their excuse was.
Well, they wanted her to take the cosmetology classes, which were like 2,000 hours of nothing that had to do with African hair braiding.
And it costs money, too.
Yeah.
So
it's not like she was making so much money.
No,
African hair braiding.
She was just doing braiding for the neighbors and doing it out of her home.
Yep.
Well, now here's another perfect example of how the government ruins people's business opportunities. From AJC.com, Willie Watts. She's the pie lady at Powder Springs. She's brought out the sweetness in hundreds of people. Her phone started ringing before 8 a.m. Friday and rarely stopped all day long. Friends and strangers called to offer support and donations. After reading that the state shut down Watts' homemade pie operation on Thursday.
Now, I don't think there's a lot of profit margins in pies anyway, right?
Well, who cares how much profit you're making? I don't care if you're making 500% profit making pies in your kitchen. I don't think that should be a factor, Manwich.
I don't think it is either, but I'm just saying, what's the point in putting this down?
Well, here we go. Watts had been making the crescent-shaped fruit-filled pies and selling them to neighbors and a local restaurant for 20 years.
Mm.
So she'd been getting away with it for quite a while.
Did anyone die of botulism?
No, not anyone she knows of, at least. Thursday, after a feature on Watts appeared in the AJC's Cobb section, the State Department of Agriculture shut Watts' simple enterprise down. So just like with the girl with the braiding hair, this woman had a report done on her. After 20 years of being in business, she finally got her 15 minutes of fame, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, the state comes in and shuts her business down.
I'm just trying to make some pies.
Yeah, well, according to State Agriculture Commissioner Tommy Irvin, our commitment is to make sure food is prepared in very sanitary conditions. In this case, we had not inspected the home or ascertained whether it's clean and wholesome. Most people have sanitary kitchens, but a few don't, so she has to be inspected. That's what the state bureaucrat has to say about it. Hundreds of readers responded to an AJC story about the situation, many insisting government has better things to do than run a senior citizen out of business. Well, apparently they don't.
Yeah.
They really don't.
This is the sort of thing they like to do.
Watts used the profit of about $100 per week to pay for her husband's heart medication. Now, they're going to have to find that money somewhere else, aren't they? Irvin said he's supporting legislation sponsored. Irvin, by the way, is the bureaucrat that I just read that quote from. He's supporting legislation by one of the representatives in the state that would allow people to sell up to $2,000 worth of homemade products without being licensed or inspected, he said. Well, you know what? I just don't understand. Why do you have to be such a heartless bureaucrat? I mean, why when presented with this opportunity, couldn't you just look the other way?
Because to him, there is no safe food unless it's prepared in a kitchen that's licensed by the Department of Agriculture.
But he's saying that he supports the legislation that will make it so people can sell up to $2,000 of products without being inspected. So he believes one way, but he acts another. He believes that she should be free to do this, up to $2,000, but he still enforces the law like an automaton.
Yeah.
Like somebody without his own... He doesn't have his own mind, apparently, when he's acting as government bureaucrat, but when he's asked his opinion on the issue, he has a totally different opinion.
Well, the other thing you have to take into account is that he's probably lying.
Just to make himself look good, you mean?
Yeah, he's probably, I'm supporting this legislation that we have no intent of enacting ever at any point in time,
right.
But I will support it, and it will be lollied about and
yeah, right.
made as though we will put this into law, but we're really trying to fool you.
Well, the good news is the bill's already passed the House, and they're urging the Senate to take up the bill and pass it this session. They say, we think it's a good compromise to allow people to cook these fried pies, which I love, he adds.
Bad pies.
So,
only by a lady by the name of Willie Watts. You don't meet too many ladies named Willie.
It's clear that Ms. Watts has made some really good connections over these years. I mean, 20 years of selling pies. You know, most businesses last how long, man? Which,
well,
a year or two?
Yeah, most fail in the first 5 years.
Yeah, I think most of them fail within the first year or two, and then after that, a good chunk of them fails within the first five.
Right.
She's been selling pies for 20 years.
Are these like those pies that you get in waxed paper, like the ones that you can only buy at like 7-Elevens?
Maybe. Well, in this case, you could buy them from her directly, or you could buy them from the restaurant that she sold them to. And in the case of the restaurant, the owner has actually offered to allow her to come into the kitchen at the restaurant.
Cook there.
And make the pies there. But, you know, that's so unnecessary. I mean, it's very nice of her to do that, but it's totally unnecessary. And, of course, she says...
How do you get them from her directly? Does she have, like, a website? Does it mention that?
I think you have to know somebody. It's all about who you know.
Look it up, willywatts.com.
Well, she stressed... Oh, by the way, she let the news people into her house to record her making the pies, and she stressed that they were just for demonstration purposes and not for profit. So she's scared. She's so scared now. She says, we weren't trying to do anything illegal. I started to cry a while ago. I said, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, it's just like it's pouring down from heaven. This poor old lady.
She makes $100 a week.
She was making pies for people, man. It's not like you didn't know that this came from a nice old lady's kitchen. I mean, when you were buying these pies, right? It's not like you wouldn't possibly have been aware of that, and you would have been aware that you wouldn't have been aware that you were taking a slight risk of having that she didn't wipe the counter down too much when she made the pies. And wait a minute, inspections? Do we need to talk about restaurant inspections? Should we even go there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I also wouldn't be surprised. Where is this article out of?
Atlanta.
Okay, so we're talking about Georgia. So we are talking about the South.
Yes.
And we could be
black.
Yep. We could. You don't know that this politician might be afraid that there's something dark happening behind these pies. There could be something dark and mysterious happening in this kitchen.
Well, the State Department of Agriculture claims that there was an anonymous tipster that called in on her.
Oh, yeah.
So exactly. it could very well have been some white racist who called up the State Agriculture Commission and said, hey, you should check this old lady out. You know? I don't know. That's total speculation. But, yeah, let's talk about inspections, because the state is here touting their wonderful inspections and how we're here to keep you safe. You know, we haven't inspected this old lady's kitchen. These pies could be dangerous. Well, we'll find out how often they inspect restaurant kitchens. In fact, if you work in the restaurant business, you own a restaurant, you're a waiter, you've been on the inside, and you want to share this with us, because you know best, 800-259-9231, how often are you inspected, and how thorough are they? This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Boy, do we have archives. Right there on the front page of the website, you get over 11 months worth of the show available for download. It's easy to do, and it's totally free. freetalklive.com. There's no games. There's no logging in. No membership fee. Right there. Go get them. freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, we're talking about... Well, we have this, a story from Atlanta about a nice old lady who's been making pies in her kitchen for the past 20 years, two decades of making delicious fried pies, fruit-filled fried pies.
So we're certain that these are fruit-filled pies?
Yes, fruit-filled pies. And
they're not filled with drugs?
No, well, there's being sold in at a restaurant, so I would think that someone would have figured out if there was drugs in them.
But surely the government's involved. They must be filled with drugs.
In this case...
They're probably so good they're addictive.
In this case, after 2 decades of selling these pies to people who were voluntarily buying them, who knew they were coming from an old lady's kitchen, the local newspaper, the Atlanta Journal, I believe it is, they decided to run an article on this lady. Because... It's interesting.
And it was a slow news day.
Yeah. And, as a result, somebody snitched her out to the State Department of Agriculture, and they came in and ordered her to stop making pies. Why? Well, because she hadn't been inspected. Well, what about all these inspections? Why are inspections so great when it comes to the government? I mean, the government is here touting how wonderful its inspection process is. But really, we have talked about this issue several times in the past 3 or 4 years here on Free Talk Live, and we've taken calls from people in the restaurant business, and they have all told us the same story. Either inspections hardly ever happen, as in once or twice a year, or they don't happen at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that typically the situation is, when it comes to an inspection of a restaurant, they'll call in advance.
You know who restaurants are worried about impressing?
I don't know.
I'd say... a private organization. And you know what that private organization is?
I don't know.
Their customers?
The local newspaper.
Ah.
The food critics.
Okay.
Who does inspections more often?
Probably
health inspectors or food critics.
That's a great point. I never even thought about that. They do typically give them a tour of the kitchen, don't they?
Sure do.
That's a great point. The government inspectors, make sure they call before they come in. And that way the restaurant has plenty of time to clean up whatever messes there might be, anything that's, you know, an obvious black eye on the restaurant, the rats running around in the back, you make sure you put them away. And so the inspector comes in, and usually as I understand it, and again, if you're in the industry and you want to back me up here, or tell me I'm wrong, 800-259-9231, frequently the inspector will come in, they'll give the guy a free meal, he'll sit there, eat his meal, and then leave.
So what's that?
It's just a big scam is what it is.
Well, it's not like the inspectors are incentivized anyway to find things that are wrong or to find things that are right. They're just bureaucrats.
Right. They don't care. They have a set amount of restaurants they're supposed to inspect every week, and so they just go around and eat for free everywhere.
Yeah.
It's possible that they might find a restaurateur that they don't like. Maybe a restaurateur has ticked them off for some reason, in which case then they'll probably find some things wrong.
Yeah, sure. That's how political power is used.
Exactly.
To reward your friends, punish your enemies.
Well, what's the solution to this government inspection problem? Because it's clear the government doesn't do a very good job of inspecting people.
And people demand an inspection. People want to know that the food's safe.
The other thing that you're not taking into account, though, is that there are certain inspectors out there who, when they go out and inspect, they go to every restaurant and they find something wrong with every restaurant they go to.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Well, just to generate income?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if there's actually anything wrong. They will follow the strictest guidelines that they can on any of their inspections and make sure that they find something wrong, even if it's not really.
I guess
that
it just depends on how officious the bureaucrat is. You'll either get an officious bureaucrat or a lazy bureaucrat, one or the other, right?
Yeah.
So the obvious solution here is, well, we don't want you to have food that's not safe. I mean, no customer to a restaurant wants to go in and be concerned that their food isn't safe. Even though right now there's a chance it could be because the government inspections certainly aren't keeping you safe. What's keeping you safe now is the restaurant has an interest in keeping you safe because they don't want to make you sick because they want you to come back and eat there some other time.
Oh, come on. I've eaten at like 4 different restaurants that all were serving just rancid meat. They were just serving the worst food ever.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it. People were showing up in droves to eat rancid, just awful, rotting food. There was mold and flies.
Now, I would say
everyone wanted to go there. It was just a party.
I would say, though, that the cases of food poisoning in my life that I've experienced and seen people experience almost entirely come from restaurants. So, A, the inspection system we have is not working.
Right.
And we have to do, you know, we should do something else because these government bureaucrats are not motivated to do something right.
Oh, come on, man, which I don't ever hear about restaurants through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. No one ever tells me, hey, go eat at this place because it's good.
Right. That's the only way people hear about restaurants.
Absolutely.
There's no point in buying advertising. I mean, virtually no point if you're a restaurant.
I don't know.
Word of mouth is so powerful.
Well, you want to make announcements every once in a while, because there are a minority group of people in any population who will look at advertising and will say, hey, that's a new place. Let's go try the new place.
Good point. Good point. Well, we're not talking about abolishing inspections. We're talking about making it totally voluntary. Getting the government, because the government bureaucrats will say, well, we just don't have enough inspectors. We need more money. I mean, that's always going to be more money for them. But if we make it a voluntary option, then restaurants will, then there will be third-party inspectors that will come about.
You mean like the Zagat survey?
I don't know what that is.
Well, let's say it's a third-party inspector that rates restaurants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They already are in existence, then.
They basically
work for high-class restaurants?
Yeah, pretty much five-star, you know, kind of thing.
Right. Well, there could be a variety of different restaurant rating services, and each restaurant could hire that service to come out on a once a week, once a, every 2 weeks, once a day basis, depending on how often their customers were demanding certifications of cleanliness. And then they could post a little label on their door saying, we're certified by Zagat, or we're certified by Manwich Incorporated, you know? And so, therefore, competition would actually probably make it so even less food poisoning happened. Even more restaurants would be even more spick and span than they were in the past. But we're just radical libertarians. Let's go to the phones and talk to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Triddle.
Howdy doody, Triddle.
What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of days you guys were talking about shotguns, and Manwich had a story about one of his friends who had a recipe. I think it called for two rounds of buckshot and a round of...
It was every other.
Every other? Okay.
One double-aught, then slug, double-aught, slug, double-aught, slug.
Okay. I figured I ought to call in and make an argument for why that might be a good idea.
Okay. I really don't know, but I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the whole point of using a gun on someone is to make them stop what they are doing, and any sane person is going to stop when they hear the shotgun rack. Anyone who needs a real attitude adjustment is going to go down when they get hit with that first round, but if you've got someone who's really nuts, that may not be good enough, and what you have to do is poke them full of enough holes that when their heart pumps, they got no juice and they can't move forward. And
thank you for that.
That was quite graphic.
That's why you use a shotgun.
Tonight. Yeah, and you know a slug is going to do that.
A slug is going to do that.
There you go. Triddle, thanks for the expertise, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-
what you need to do is dip your bullets in poison.
1-800-259-9231. There's actually a thread on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com where everyone's showing off their guns. We're coming back. This is your show. You take control. We'll talk about students and snitching on the way.
That sounds dirty.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. I say physics, and you see bushy-haired Einstein? Well, sit down, strap in, and hold on, because when I come back, I'll give you a physics lesson practiced by the bushy scientist of NASCAR.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Out of the lab, Einstein. Today's physics lesson, straight from the racetrack, is taught by the Busch Series champ, Martin Truex. The subject, nitrogen. Martin and all the NASCAR racers use nitrogen in their race car tires instead of regular compressed air.
Why? Nitrogen contains less moisture than air, which makes nitrogen-filled tires less susceptible to expansion-contraction irregularities that affect tire pressure and heat, which correlates directly to driver control. Now, don't try this physics experiment at home, because race cars scoot around at about 190 miles per hour. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. It's our newest feature on our website, and it's totally editable by you. In fact, all of the information that you'll find on the Free Talk Live wiki has been created by the listeners. There's a lot of info on the show hosts there, on some of the issues that we talk about on the show, and much more. It's all there, and it's free, of course, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit it, you can add to it, wiki.freetalklive.com. Still on the way here tonight, Christians and scientists teaming up. We'll give you the details on that. Also, a detail on Mayor Ray Nagin's stupid decision that he made recently. We'll tell you about that. Plus, Texas.
He's a chocolate mayor.
Texas, we've got an update on their raiding of bars and arresting people for being drunk in bars. We'll give you more there. Also, of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind. But let's go to Massachusetts for now. This one from, I'm not sure where, Cape Cod. Cape Cod High School. They say your clothes make a statement from ABC News. In this case, the statement's boldly displayed across the chests of students at Mashpee High School. In Massachusetts. After 4 bomb threats, 1 fire, and the destruction of 48 lockers at the Cape Cod High School in the last several weeks, some students at the high school are taking matters into their own hands by wearing T-shirts that say, "Start Snitching." And they actually have a photo of a child in this T-shirt. It's a white shirt with what appears to be a drawing of a stoplight. They've got a red light and a green light in the stoplight, and on the green light it says, "Start Snitching." 70 seniors apparently wore them to school the other day. It's their way of saying, do the right thing. We also support those kids who came forward.
We're not here to learn.
Seniors at the high school created the T-shirts in response to other students on campus who wore T-shirts saying, "Stop Snitching." So apparently there's all kinds of bomb threats and fires and things breaking out in this school district.
What did I say? We're not here to learn.
Right.
We're here to just talk about politics because we're all forced together in the government school.
Well, yeah. I mean, these are kids that are forced together by law. Obviously, they don't get along too well. And so the crew of kids that...
If one of your friends does something you don't like, tell on them. Because we can't agree on anything.
Some of our kids said, "Wait a minute, that's wrong." Said Brown, who'd put the school in lockdown mode as a result of the threats. The day afterwards, he offered a $100 reward for any information on the incidents. Several students came to school wearing "Stop Snitching" T-shirts, which aimed to discourage students in a threatening fashion from talking to authorities about what they might know about past and future campus violence.
Well, so what do you think? Do you support students telling on people that are committing campus violence, or do you not?
I just don't like encouraging people to snitch, that's all.
I don't like people to commit violent acts against property or people.
So that's a really good idea. I think what we should do is we should force students to tell on the violent students By what, law? That's a good idea.
Well,
that's a good
idea.
So they get hurt. If they don't say anything, they get hurt by the government. But if they do say something, they get hurt by the students directly.
Well, no, we have talked about that in the past. That's not mentioning this in this article, but in other school systems, if you know something and don't snitch, and the administration finds out that you didn't snitch, yes, you can get in trouble. So, yeah, you're right, Johnson. That
any
does
way
happen.
You slice it, if the government gets involved, someone's getting screwed.
I still think that a campaign to take away some of the stigma of telling on people that do violent stuff is a good thing.
Well, I think that anybody that snitches on someone and there's a chance that you could get found out that you snitched, you could end up getting yourself, well, hurt
sometimes,
as a result of that.
Sometimes you can get hurt for doing the right thing. It's the right thing.
But you shouldn't be forced to do the right thing.
Who's forcing
you?
You
can't force responsibility.
It's a T-shirt.
In this particular case...
Yes, okay. In this case. In the past, there have been punishments.
I guarantee you most of these kids who are willing to wear this T-shirt would support government legislation.
Well, as a result of the shirt, some students have already come forward with information. They say that they did so only after word of the encouraging T-shirts have spread. They are saying that in a society, this is what you should be doing. You should be doing the right thing. They have let those values bloom. Still, other students are still wearing the Stop Snitching shirts. At the high school, they've been asked to take them off or turn them inside out for the remainder of the day. Wait a minute. That's a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a little bit inconsistent. Oh, I see. You're allowed to have a Start Snitching shirt on, but you're not allowed to have the Stop Snitching shirt on. Now, look, man, which I don't support
this
violence either.
School is not doing anything.
You know what those kids should have said? They should have said, "Tell me to turn my shirt inside out again. See what happens."
This school isn't doing anything other than what a private entity would be doing. So I can't see I have a problem with that. If it was your
private school.
If it was your private school and they were destroying it and it was your business, Ian, would you want people to tell you who's destroying your school and who's vandalizing your school?
How about these kids just don't
so
do it in the first place?
Do what?
How about you encourage that? How do you encourage the kids to not be violent and
they're bored to tears
in the
government
school?
Bored to tears in the government school, so they're just acting out.
How about you foster an environment of learning? As opposed to an environment of political discord.
That's the school is fostering an environment of learning?
No, they're not.
Suggesting that
they're
out of here. These people are responsible for not destroying other people's property. They are personally responsible. And people that do violent acts should be held accountable for that.
If you don't think that...
What are you supporting violence for?
No, I'm
you
not.
You people are unprincipled
I'm
as hell.
I'm not supporting violence.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Look, if you hide somebody who has committed
I'm
violence
not hiding
against
them.
Me, my family, or my property...
I'm not hiding them.
Whoa, stop now for a second. Are you completely
confused.
Wait. Okay, let's just create a little picture here.
Blowing up government buildings is not cool.
No one has blown up a building here, okay? Okay, let's say that one of the issues was that somebody had destroyed some lockers. They bashed in some lockers with a baseball bat.
Okay.
Let's say that I saw it happen. I was there. They might not have known that I saw it happen, but I saw the person bash it with a baseball bat. Are you saying that it's wrong for me to not turn that person... If I don't turn that person in, it's wrong that there's a problem with me not snitching?
Yeah, I really do think that that's wrong. I think that, yes, absolutely.
So you should rat out anybody else who does something wrong, regardless of what the potential problems that you could incur from
regardless
that ratting
of
out?
The fact that you were involved until the point that you decided to get involved, and now
that
suddenly...
That doesn't make sense. What?
Okay, if you just witness something,
right,
and you just keep walking, all right,
yeah.
You're not involved. The moment you snitch on that person, now you're involved.
That's right.
You put yourself in danger.
Actually,
before you weren't.
As one student wore a Snitches Get Stitches T-shirt. So that's if you go and you rat somebody out and they find out that you ratted on them, there's a good chance that somebody's going to take care of you. And you're telling me that I'm
that
wrong
baseball bat might not be hitting
alone?
A locker next time.
Yeah.
What if somebody bashes in the window of your truck? Do you want somebody who saw it to tell you?
I might want that to happen, but I don't expect it to.
And I don't think
and
anyone should
be angry
at doing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be angry at somebody for
withholding
that information.
It's still the right thing to do, Ian.
It's moral. I'm not going to disagree with that. You think I'm going to disagree with that? But in an environment, in a school environment, the fact that these kids are walking around wearing T-shirts for or against the whole environment is missing the entire issue that they should be doing their homework. And attending classes.
Yes, but the ones that are destroying property are not doing it. The ones that are destroying property are not doing that.
Well, and of course, the government rules insist that these people go to class, even though they don't want to be in class. They're forced to, by law, to attend these government schools. So that's a whole other issue as well. Your thoughts here, 800-259-9231. If you saw something go down at your school, would you rat out the person who was involved? 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind if you make the call. 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So apparently in the Cape Cod area of Massachusetts, there have been some recent school threats and violence, bomb threats, four of them, one fire. Now, it says one fire, but that, I mean, that can mean anything, really.
Student lit a cigarette.
Yeah.
Pulled the alarm, maybe?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that. I mean, one fire could mean they set something on fire and they threw it on the ground and that was it. I mean, it's just something they were burning. It doesn't mean that there was a four-alarm fire and the entire, you know, one entire building was going up in smoke. So I feel like that's probably being exaggerated. And the destruction of 48 lockers at the...
Wow, that's pretty big. That fire might not be as small as you think.
Well, it doesn't say that the fire destroyed the lockers.
I understand what you're saying. Right. I'm saying even if they're separate incidents, the level of destruction, that is the baseball bat caving in of 48 lockers, that takes a lot of effort and forethought. So I'm thinking that maybe if that person was that angry and was that destructive, that they would be willing to set a fire of a sizable size, enough to, like, maybe trash a classroom.
Now, the issue here, well, there's a couple issues here. The first issue is the snitch T-shirts that have been created here. There are apparently stop snitching shirts that were being worn around the school. Now, does this necessarily have to do with the specific violence that they were talking about here? No. There's probably also a snitch program for drug use as well. And I would guess that's probably what one of the major issues is behind the stop snitching T-shirts.
If you were certain that it only had to do with violent crime, what would you think?
Okay, I don't... All right. Man, which you pointed out earlier that you think that it's bad for someone to not rat on another who's been violent.
Yeah,
is that right?
I do.
Would you punish someone for not ratting out?
There is ample precedent for doing such a thing. There's
so you're saying yes, you would punish.
There's
them.
Harboring, convicted felons charge, harboring fugitives. There's accessory charges. I gotta say that if you're helping somebody to commit violence.
No, you're not helping
yes,
them.
You are.
What, by being quiet? You're not helping them. They committed their violence on their own. It's up to the cops to do their investigations and figure out who did what. You can't expect somebody to do these sorts of things. It's just like expecting someone to give CPR if they pass somebody who's convulsing on the side of the road.
I don't expect that. I wouldn't expect that.
But you're expecting people to rat out people if they see violence.
Here's the thing, is I want to figure out the dream world that you exist in. I think you believe that...
Man, which is fascist land, is
well,
what it
no,
is.
Well, no. Here's what it is. I think this is what you believe. I think that you believe that by not telling someone, I think the word you might use is an enabler. Is that... Would
Sounds
you say
right.
that's accurate? So by not ratting out someone who's committed violence on another person, you are enabling the aggressor to continue their violent ways.
To get away with it.
Right?
Sure.
So you think that, okay, this person who's seen this is going to, they're going to tell the authorities, and the authorities are going to go in, and they're going to, maybe, hopefully, because now that they know, they're going to find some evidence, and they're going to deal with the situation, and the person's going to be punished. And that punishment is somehow going to change that person. That's what you think is going to happen?
I think that it happens, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say you're wrong.
I know you don't believe that.
No, I don't. I don't believe that because...
Why? Why don't you believe that?
Well, because the statistics and the science... Have you ever looked up what's called recidivism rates of violent crime?
I'm pretty familiar with them.
Okay. Do you know how high they are? Recidivism rates for violent crime are up. I believe they're over 90%.
No, I don't believe that at all. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's not.
No, it is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
But I'm telling you, if you look at youthful offender numbers, first-time offenders, and then you rack them up against career criminals, yeah, I believe your career criminal numbers are like 85%, but I don't think that your first-time offenders are. So if you punish them early,
okay.
I think you can
The difference is that we're talking about violent crime.
No, I'm talking about violent crimes, too.
Well...
So you're saying that if you're a career criminal, violent in your adult life, you're more likely to continue doing the violent things after you get out of jail. But you're saying a youthful offender is less likely. That's your claim, Manwich?
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Okay. Johnson, anything to say to that?
I don't believe it. I don't think it's true.
All right, well,
I think maybe it's slightly less likely. Maybe slightly less likely, but I don't think that we're talking about violence on the level that is being described in this article.
I don't know about you, but I'm just trying to imagine being a violent person. I'm not, but I'm trying to imagine being a violent person and finding out that Manwich ratted me out and discovering that you're going to have to come to the trial and actually testify. I mean, if indeed I did something really, truly terrible, you'll be asked to come and be a witness at the trial, so therefore I'll get to see you, and I'll know that it was you that ratted me out, and so therefore maybe I'll make a little mental note to come after you when I get out of jail.
Yeah, here's,
do you think we should all just not say anything when we see old women getting beaten and robbed on the street?
Here's a situation that I can imagine because I have been involved in some violent situations in my youth. I was involved in a couple fights where other kids started fights with me on a couple occasions, and I always ended the fight. And I could see easily what could happen in a situation like that, that kid starts a fight with me, I end the fight, one of his friends snitches on me.
Then you get in trouble as though you were instigating.
And so I'm a violent person, and I should be treated like a violent person and
put
away.
That's the reason for trials.
That's
they don't have trials in government schools.
Well, he was just using the trial example. I was talking about something serious where there would have been a trial. When it comes to beating
what administrators are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be deciding what happened.
It doesn't happen in the school environment, man. The only way people grow out of that stuff is by growing up.
And going and leaving the school system.
Sometimes kids die in these altercations.
800-259-9231. Also, the question is, why are these violent kids attending government schools? Why are these dangerous kids attending government schools? Let's explore that. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. All we ask in return is your vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. And it helps us out because your vote helps keep us at the top, in the top 10 podcasts of the world. That's out of over 15,000 podcasts.
We want your vote, and we promise no new taxes.
No, we definitely can't tax you. Everything here is voluntary. So, voluntarily, go to vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about snitches. We're talking about violence at school. We're talking about people who threaten others and those who rat them out. And actually, my next question here is, why is it that violent kids are forced to go to government school anyway? Why is it that these bad kids are in these government schools with all the other ones that might actually be trying to learn something?
Well, how would you know that a kid is bad if you didn't find out that they committed violent acts?
well, many bad kids do violent acts right out in the open in front of other, multiple other kids. I mean, they'll get in fights in front of other kids, et cetera.
You're just counting on that they'll, you know, all the bad
kids. I think that would be a good way to weed some of them out, sure.
And I wonder how it is that it's an environment in the school. This is what I was talking about earlier with the environment of non-learning. How is it that these kids are able to just be wandering around school alone with a baseball bat and just bashing in things with no one there and setting fires?
Well, you can get on a school campus in the middle of the night if you wanted to.
And what, break into the building?
No. You could bash lock. I mean, they might have the locker bays open, for instance.
Some of the hallways are outside.
Yeah.
Right.
I used to go to a school where there wasn't any security really at nighttime.
Yeah, but who knows if that actually happened outside or
we don't know. Yeah, we don't know. It's all speculation.
And then if that happened outside, who's to say it was a student?
Sure, it could have been an angry bum or somebody like that.
Because adults really care what happens to lockers at school.
That's true.
Maybe he just wanted to destroy something. He could have been crazy.
Could have been, but it seems unlikely to me.
So what you have here is, I think...
I haven't felt any compunction to go back to my high school and destroy anything.
Well, if you were a bum just wandering around town and you happened upon a school...
But when I was there, on the other hand, I really didn't like the place much.
Yeah, nor did I. Well, we're talking about a bit of inconsistency here, because at this school in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, there are two sects of students. One of them is wearing Start Snitching T-shirts. The other ones were wearing Stop Snitching T-shirts. Now, the school has said, you can't wear those Stop Snitching shirts, but you can wear the Start Snitching shirts. And that seems a little bit wrong to me. I could understand it at a private school, but this isn't a private school. It's a government school, and you should be free to wear pretty much whatever shirt that you would like to wear
government school. I really don't believe that. I don't believe you should be able to wear any shirts you want to wear. I mean, if let's take it to a little more extreme. This sometimes fleshes these things out.
Yeah.
Wait, could you just repeat that statement for me? I just want to hear it again.
Extreme fleshes things out?
No. Before that.
I'm going to take this.
The shirts.
I don't know either now.
You said, I don't believe that anyone should be able to wear whatever shirt. You said that.
I really don't.
Okay, just say it again. I just want to hear it again.
I don't think that you should be able to wear whatever shirt you want.
Okay.
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 Now, if
do you believe
t-shirt
that
said...
you should be able to say what you want? I'm just wondering what your stance on the First Amendment
I know, man,
was.
What you're going to say. What if you wear a shirt with some porn on it? What if you wear a shirt with some curse words on it?
What if you say that, the versus I love my mom t-shirt versus I want to chop my mom's head off and put her head on a stick? I mean, that's not very pretty.
Hey. You know what? Government schools aren't
I don't
pretty.
Agree with government schools either,
okay,
Ian.
Good.
You know I don't.
Hour number two is on the way. Ray Nagin will tell you what his foolish decision was. Coming up.
Chocolate.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're